Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 45 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Kiss the Son. James Montgomery Boyce once wrote, "The hands he holds forth for you to kiss are hands that were pierced by nails when he was crucified in your place." Our text for today is from Psalm chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." The emphasis of Psalm chapter 2, verses 7 through 12 is as follows. In 2, verse 7, the Son is described. In verses 8 and 9, the Son will rule over the nations. In verse 10, so be wise and heed God's warning. In verse 11, fear and praise the Lord. And in verse 12, honor and trust in him. The writers of exalting Jesus in Psalms 1 through 50 provide a detailed account of the message of these verses. Psalm chapter 2 finds its ultimate and climactic fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ. Not surprisingly, it is one of the most quoted psalms in the New Testament. Willem van Gemeren notes the significance the first century church attached to this psalm. The second psalm was favored by the apostles as scriptural confirmation of Jesus' messianic office and his expected glorious return with power and authority. The writers of the Synoptic Gospels alluded to Psalm 2 in their account of Jesus' baptism, when the Father proclaimed him to be his Son. You can see this in Matthew 3:17, Mark 1, verse 11, and Luke chapter 3, verse 22. With the words of verse 7, Jesus introduced the beginning of the Messianic age. In verses 7 through 9, God's Messiah responds to the nations who have rejected him and to the God who has chosen him. Hebrew kings, especially those in the Davidic lineage, use the language of adoption, indicating that their installation into the office of king placed them in a unique relationship to the God who sovereignly instated them. In this sense, the words are figurative. Yet, they take on a literal fulfillment in the greater Son, Jesus. In the fullest sense, everything these words promise and foretell have come to fruition in Jesus, the Messiah. Verse 10 contains a warning for people to be wise and obey the Lord's instructions. Verse 11 calls people to serve the Lord and rejoice. Verse 12 is an invitation to salvation. It is a call to be saved. It is universal in scope. It is personal in response. The wise and instructed in heart will pay homage to, in the ESV, kiss, the Son. They will humble themselves and submit to His rightful lordship over their lives. They will indeed be like the blessed person of Psalm 1 because they put their trust in the Son. In contrast, the wicked, like the ungodly of Psalm chapter 1, will perish. The Son will be angry with them in judgment, and they will perish in the way. That's chapter 1, verse 2. They did not heed the warning that His anger may ignite at any moment. In the NIV, His wrath can flare up in a moment. In the New Living, in an instant. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, Paul speaks of God's exalted Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. The language is drawn from Isaiah 45, verse 23, but the imagery is from Psalm chapter 2. Philippians 2, verse 10 says, every knee will bow. Psalm 2, verse 12 says, kiss the Son. What better place to begin than at His feet? In great gratitude for His salvation and sovereignty, His redemption and His reign. Kiss the Son and trust Him. Kiss the Son and serve Him. Kiss the Son and adore Him. Bow the knee and kiss the Son. David Guzik further explains this unique phrase, kiss the Son. It primarily has in mind the kiss of submission, where a dignitary receives the humble kiss of an inferior. It also hints at the affection God wants in relationship to Him. God wants us to recognize our proper place before Him, but to also rejoice in Him and be affectionate in our relationship. Show your love to God today and live in such a way that causes others to know that your love for Him far outweighs your affections for anything or anyone else. Some questions to consider. How would you describe your love for God? How is your submission to God directly related to your love for Him? And finally, what does verse 12 imply about the relationship between taking refuge in God and finding peace? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.